gonna take the money.
Devon Funds Management, Greg Smith, morning to you.
Morning to you, Mike.
Well, the numbers looked okay, profit, cars, but we didn't like it in the end for Tesla.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and I think probably some perspective is needed. I mean, the shares are, you know, have almost doubled since the start of the year. But yeah, down around 9%. Look, Tesla actually beat on the top and bottom lines. Revenues up nearly 50% to a record $24.9 billion. That's about $500 million above forecast. Net income, that was up 20%, $2.7 billion. They also reiterated their target of selling 1.8 million vehicles this year. And they sold 1.3 million last year, so yeah, that's positive. But of course, they've been cutting prices to shift these cars. But look, it's working. And the Model Y, it's unseated the RAV4 as the best-selling vehicle worldwide in the first quarter. But yeah, margins have dropped to 9.6%, and that's a whopping 5 percentage points lower than a year ago. And Elon Musk said there's probably going to be further price reductions this year. He's less focused on margins, which is not really what investors want to hear, but more focused on selling more vehicles and perfecting their full self-driving software. In fact, he said that autonomy is going to make all these current numbers look irrelevant and actually silly, in his words. But then again, he's been promising self-driving cars exactly. Since 2016, hasn't he? Actually, it was pretty weird, actually. I was in San Fran last week, and driving past a Waymo taxi with no one in the front was pretty surreal. But yeah, it is coming. But it's coming at a cost as well for Tesla. They reckon they're going to spend north of $1 billion on this new AI training software known as Dojo. There wasn't many details about the Cybertruck, but he reckons that's going to be commercially available this year. I think they had their prototype model over the weekend. And he also likes to talk about other futuristic things, doesn't he? He reckons they can help sort of people with missing limbs by building a part cyborg body for them. He said the $6 million man will actually come at a far less cost. It might be a $16,000 manny joke, but yeah, investors weren't amused.
Okay, what about Netflix? How'd they go?
Yeah, so it's a similar story, Mike. So the shares up strongly this year, but again fell around about 9%, so up 50% so far in 2023. Last year was a tough one for the company. First quarterly loss of subscribers in a decade, but things are turning around. Subscriptions, they actually rose 8% in the second quarter. Net income, $1.5 billion ahead of expectations. Revenues up, albeit slightly, $8.2 billion, but slightly below forecast. But yeah, key thing, they've stopped the rot. They've added 5.9 million customers during the quarter. They're cracking down on password sharing, not just in the US, but globally. In fact, it's in New Zealand. So an extra member slot's going to cost you $7.99 if you want to avoid getting in hot water and getting all the messages about sharing your passwords. And the company said this is all operating with a bit of a lag, so they expect even more subscriber gains later in the year. Also, they're looking for more advertising revenues. They've got 5 million active users on the lower price ad tier in the US. That's $6.99 a month, and they're seeing good sign-ups there. Also a bit of interest, Mike, in how all things Hollywood are affecting Netflix. You know, the writers and actors have walked out there for the first time since the 60s, of course. They said they'll be a bit more immune given they get content from other sources outside the US, but certainly having an impact on the coffers. So they've increased their free cash flow forecast to $5 billion for 2023, and that's up from a prior estimate of $3.5 billion. That's also due to lower spending on content and the strike.
Okay, lay the other numbers on me.
Yeah, sure. So the Dow was up 217 points. So this is the ninth day in a row that we're higher. So 35,278. So very much a streak. S&P 500 down 0.4%. NASDAQ down 1.6%. FTSE up 0.8%. The UK continues the good news there. Nikkei down 1.2%. ASX 200 flat. Obviously, the jobs numbers were pretty stellar there yesterday. It's a bit of a double-edged sword for the RBA. Gold down $8, 21.1 an ounce. Oil up 35 cents, 75 spot 70. US 62.3 against the Kiwi, so we're lower there. Against the A-dollar, we're 91.8, again lower. Flat against the sterling, 48.4. NZ 50, fairly modest decline, down 0.1%, 11.932.
You're a good bloke. Have a good weekend. See you next week. Greg Smith, Devon Funds Management.